Not only does this amendment, what does this amendment say if a young person, 15, at a high school in whatever state, is watching the House at 7:30 and they say the United States Congress is ready to make it easy to get marijuana, and the mom or dad just said, what is going on? This amendment hurts law enforcement. Our law enforcement people are jeopardizing their lives. Marijuana is one of the most widely abused drugs in the United States. According to the DEA, more young people are now in treatment for marijuana dependency than for alcohol or all other illegal drugs combined. This amendment does not address the problem of marijuana abuse and possibly makes it worse by sending a message to young people that there can be health benefits. The Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, describes marijuana as, quote, the top revenue generator for Mexican drug trafficking organizations, a cash crop that finances corruption and the carnage of violence year after year, end of quote. All you have to do is look at the news. That's why we put money back in here for the National Gang Intelligence Unit to keep the Mexican gangs from coming into the United States. The Mexican gangs are being funded, and they have the marijuana operation. I don't understand. I mean, I respect it maybe for medical use at a time, and I will tell you, the first time this issue came up, I voted for it. But it was on a narrow basis, but this is wide open. And then you're going to tell your 15-year-old or 16-year-old, don't use drugs. Well, we got the marijuana center downtown, and everybody's going in. The FDA has stated that, quote, smoke cannabis has no acceptable medical use and treatment in the United States. I could go on, but I think that the message that this amendment would send to young people is that the Congress wants to aid and abet, if you will. And we all know, we watched 60 Minutes, we watched all these shows. If somebody purely was, really, you know, my mom died of cancer. So many people in my family died of cancer. It was so narrow, but this is just wide open. And we've seen it where they're coming in and they're pouring over. And in essence, I think this would be bad for the country. In our hearings, we had that more young people are dying from overdose of drugs. Then marijuana, then do we go into heroin? Because then and then we go into OxyContin. You just saw today's Washington Post where some of the drug companies were promoting these pain operations, which are basically moving and pushing OxyContin, hiring some really prominent lawyers in this town to represent them. This would not be a good amendment for the country. It would be a bad amendment for the young people. And I urge defeat of the amendment. And yield back the balance of my time.